Thanks, Adrian. At City West, we're really pleased to be involved in the production of CEDA's report with Serco, the water that works. And again, I think it was an example of where CEDA really sees big issues coming and starts working on them so that everybody gets a better understanding of them as they're progressing. And certainly water has just continued to get bigger and bigger issues since that report's been produced. A little bit about City West first. We are the smallest of the three metropolitan water retailers, and we service 290,000 residential customers and around 30,000 non-residential customers. Half of our water sales go to the non-residential sector, so we have a very big emphasis in the industrial and commercial areas. The government sets some targets for water conservation, and this is really an incredibly important part of what City West Water does. These are cumulative targets. There is a target to reduce per capita water usage by 30% by 2015, and that's as against the average of the 90s use, and that's calculated by total water sales, including the non-residential sector, divided by the population number. We also have a target to deliver a 5 billion litre saving from customers who use greater than 10 megalitres a year, and another 8 billion litres, which equates to 1% savings again from the non-residential sector. And they add up to some pretty big numbers. There is also, just in the last couple of days, been the need for large water users to have water management plans has been regulated, and that is now a permanent water saving rule that we're working on. City West Water also has a government target of reducing the salt levels in trade waste by 20%, and this is really important to enable recycling out of Western Treatment Plant. Salt's very difficult to get out, and it's one of the greatest inhibitors of being able to reuse that water down there. Just specifically City West Water consumption, this is all in gross volumes. On a per capita basis, water usage has reduced every one of these 4 years. What I really want to draw your attention to is the fact that last year, the 06-07 year, both residential and non-residential customers reduced their water usage just in that year by about 9%. Residential customers were subject to increasingly stringent water restrictions during that period, which would have really contributed to their reduction in water use. But the same didn't apply to the non-residential area, other than open space customers who were subject to the restrictions. But to get a 9% reduction in 1 year, mostly out of voluntary programs that industry and the commercial sector are putting in place, I reckon is a really impressive result. Talking a bit about our cleaner production program at City West, we work with our customers in three ways and take a really partnership approach to this. We work with them to put together water management plans or resource management plans where it identifies where they're using water and where their discharges are coming from and what they can do within their business to reduce those. We invest at least $300,000 a year in R&D programs to help overcome the barriers that might be there to reduction. And we also have some co-funding available, either to help customers investigate what they're doing with water and co-funding for some implementation of water conservation investments. When we started cleaner production back in 2002, we had a general focus on resource efficiency. In 2004, the target was set for us for salt reduction, and that became very much our focus. We've actually achieved the target that we had on salt reduction, or as near as good enough as. And we're now focusing much more on water conservation because that's obviously the most important issue for us. A few examples. This is a small goods manufacturer, and I haven't used their name because I'm not 100% sure that they have signed off on using this as a public case study. But this is an example of where massive improvements can be made when a business just questions their current practices, and there was very little cost involved in this exercise. We put together a resource management plan with this customer 4 years ago. Ever since then, we have reviewed it continuously with them to make sure that that all of the improvements that they could make are being made. And the kind of initiatives that it gave rise to is really a whole lot of housekeeping stuff, a whole lot of process improvement stuff. And they also had a look at the salt concentration in the brine that they were using. And a result of all of that led to a reduction in the salt that they discharged to the sewers, going from 12.5 tonnes a day to 2.5 tonnes a day at the same time as their production doubled. And it was a really remarkable outcome and saved them an enormous amount of money. They also kept their potable usage more or less equal while that production doubled as well. Smorgon Wire is another one. We put a consultant into Smorgon Wire to do a complete process integration study. So they had a look at everything that they were doing, not just what related to water and trade waste specifically, but everything that they were doing. And they came up with 400 action items, including a whole lot of process control improvements that really saved the company an enormous amount of money. One of the really interesting things that came out of this is that it let us work out what the true cost of the waste was. So they pay around $10,000 a year in trade waste charges for what they flush down into the sewers. But when they really had a good look at what was in that waste, the value of everything else that they were flushing down the sewers brought the total cost to 10 times what they were paying in trade waste charges. And that really seems to be a pretty standard result that we're getting from all of this type of analysis, is that don't think about it just in terms of the bill you get from us. There is an enormous amount of value that you're flushing down the sewers as well. The Cleaning Place Chemical Study is some research that we're doing across a number of industries. In the food and beverage industries, the businesses traditionally use caustic-based chemicals for cleaning. So when they're cleaning all of their systems out, they're using chemicals which have a very heavy salt load. And we know that there are a lot of alternative products on the market, but what we don't have is definitive evidence that says that they work just as well. And obviously those industries have to be incredibly careful from a safety and quality point of view. So we did a desktop study initially just to see was this feasible, and we've now launched a $300,000 research project to try to get that the testing done so that we can say unequivocally these chemicals are just as good. We're sort of struggling a bit with that one. It's still a work in progress, but it's proved very difficult for us to actually replicate conditions in a laboratory, so we're testing it at the moment in a customer's premises. Our Water Conservation Solutions program is for our major commercial customers, particularly commercial institutional buildings. Before we launched this, or before we actually put the whole program together, we did a lot of research with our customers about what they need. So what is it that's inhibiting you from saving water? And really, all of our customers are terribly keen to reduce their water usage. I mean, they're just people like everybody else are people, and we all share this problem that we need to deal with. But the things that they were really lacking is knowing who they can go and talk to. So where are the skilled people who can help us deal with these things? And that's a big part of our program. We have an accredited list of service providers across a range of services that our customers know that they can go to those people and that they can reliably depend on the advice that they're given. We provide our customers with support materials and templates and checklists. We train their staff. We give them signage. There are funding opportunities for investments within their premises, and we provide them ongoing support moving forward. And that's been a very successful program for us. Measurement's important as well. We do a lot of data logging and check metering within our customers' premises because it doesn't help you to just know what your total water usage is. You actually have to know where in the process you're using it so that you can address those areas particularly. Something else which this tells us is that a remarkable number of leaks are occurring out there in this sector, and which is just completely wasted water. The three metro businesses and the Department of Sustainability and Environment did a benchmarking study as well, So we benchmarked 57 different industries about water use, what's their average water use and what's best practice water use in those industries. And all of that, well, all of this stuff is available free of charge on our website. We don't try and make any kind of commercial or other advantage out of this. Anything that we find, any research that we find, we put straight onto our website. Just interestingly, the NABERS water rating is a green building accreditation in New South Wales, and because of our water conservation solutions program, it's actually enabled. There's a much higher percentage of buildings in Melbourne who have that accreditation than there are in Sydney, and that's all because of these programs as well. Looking at small case studies, whenever we talk about water conservation, we also talk about Qenos first. They're our absolute star customer. They have been working on water conservation since about 2003, really seriously. They involve their whole workforce in the work that they do. They've made a few investments in upgraded heat exchanger. They've piped wastewater from one plant to another plant for reuse. They have a whole lot of process changes and a whole lot of behaviour changes. They've received some co-funding from government, and government has also recently announced some more funding for them to do more recycling in their premises. But they've saved up to date 1 billion litres a year in water use, which is at the moment slightly more than the whole of Melbourne uses in a day. It's a really significant amount of water. And their bills were reduced by $1.3 million too, which was certainly well worth doing. Qenos won the Save Water Awards in 2004 and 2007 in the corporate sector, and in 2004 they also won the overall award for excellence. They are just doing the most brilliant job. We're working with Qenos as well on another project where we're going to recycle water at our Altona treatment plant and pipe it 2 kilometres across the fields to Qenos. And that will let them reduce their potable water usage by 95%, which is, I think, just staggering when you think 3 years ago they were using 4 billion litres of water a year. Fed Square is another very successful project that we've worked on. We put an environmental scientist in there for 6 months to put together an environmental improvement plan for them, which led to a whole heap of improvements, including making their cooling towers more efficient. Lots of buildings run their cooling towers. They cycle water through 4 times when they could be cycling water through 15 times. It's really extraordinarily inefficient. They've reduced their water use by 7%, and that's growing, and a $10,000 reduction in their water bill. We also have an ongoing great relationship with them where we work on heaps and heaps of stuff together. There are 2 commercial laundries that we have also been working with over the last couple of years, and with some co-funding from government and from City West, both of those businesses have installed water reuse systems which have let them reduce their water usage by 45% and 70%. And they are extremely heavy water users. As you can see, the 70% reduction is a reduction of 70 million litres of water a year, which is really quite remarkable. That diagram just shows you the dramatic drop in water when spotless linen put in their recycling system. And then just very briefly, a few more businesses that we've worked with. Tasman Group Services, which is a meat processor. They have saved 15 million litres a year and reduced trade waste as well, reduced their bills by $30,000. We've got a program with AMP Capital Investors where they have they've put in flow control valves, waterless urinals, and a range of those sort of domestic type improvements in 4 commercial buildings, and the projected savings there are 51 million litres a year. We've recently produced our water demineralisation model, which lets customers very easily have a look at what would be the economic benefits of changing over their water purification plants. And there's a lot of water purification plants out there that are about 40 years old. And this stuff really lets customers see that there are massive economic benefits in that upgrade. New Farm is another customer who's doing a lot of work in this area. They've put their own they made that investment themselves and have delivered an 18% water saving. And Elite Built, which is an office furniture manufacturer, they put in a recycling system, got a 4-month payback and a 90% reduction in their water consumption. And there are lots more case studies that all sound very much like this. Just a bit of detail about what large water users in Victoria have to do. It's now compulsory for any business that uses over 10 million litres of water a year to lodge a water management plan by the end of this year. That plan has to be reviewed every year with their water retailer. We're either halfway through notifying those who the businesses are, because you don't always know that's how much water you use. So that process will be finished fairly soon. And there are penalties for non-compliance, but I have never seen anything other than great cooperation from this sector, so I will be very surprised if anyone's not going to comply. There's that standard documentation for this across Victoria, which is based on City West Waters, or in fact it is City West Waters documentation, which we're very proud of. And even though at the moment there's no regulation about implementation of water improvements, unless you're subject to EREPS, which is the EPA efficiency requirements, but what I think that we really need to deliver those targets, as I mentioned earlier, so the 5 million and the 8 million, and if we don't deliver those targets, then I've got no doubt that the government would start looking at regulating these things. There are a number of other non-residential programs too. ICLEI works with local government and they do a great job on water conservation. There's a program for schools. They're some of the leakiest customers that we have, and that's really good that they're doing something about that. There are some behaviour change programs as well that work with the smaller businesses mostly. And Vecchi's Grow Me the Money program is a really fantastic program for small to medium enterprises. You don't actually have to be a member of Vecchi in order to participate in that. ARG and PACIA have programs as well. And then there's the EPA EREPS program, which addresses the 250 top water users, water and energy users too. So there's a huge amount going on in all of these areas, and there's no doubt that as prices double, and which the government has been very clear about is going to happen between 2008 and 2013, then there is really double the motivation for businesses to start working on what kind of conservation they can achieve within their business.